Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Meteorologists say that was smoke from burning wildfires filling the skies over northwestern Wisconsin on Thursday. The National Weather Service says skies were clear above the smoke, which came from wildfires as far away as northern Alberta and Canada. At the same time, the U.S. Forest Service was conducting controlled burns of dead trees in the Superior National Forest in Lake County. Wisconsin Independent Businesses is concerned about an uptick in municipal public works projects being awarded to out-of-state contractors. New data shows a 42% increase in taxpayer-funded work went to out-of-state companies from 2015 to 2018. President John Gard said WIB members, Wisconsin-based contractors, and the local workforces they employ are deeply troubled by this trend. Gard claims that Wisconsin lost $329 million in economic activity last year by having out-of-state contractors perform local taxpayer-funded projects. He's calling for stronger measures to keep Wisconsin projects with Wisconsin employers. A bipartisan group of legislators has offered bills to do whatever the state can to help stop the spread of Lyme disease. Ken Kroll reports.
One of the authors is Representative Jeff Mercer of Crivitz, whose district covers Forest County.
You know, mostly bringing awareness to what's going on. It requires DNR to do signage, at their parks and different places of recreation to get people aware of, what may be out there and the ticks and how to deal with it a little bit, and ensuring that they sell DEET in their insect sprays that they have at their parks, because DEET is what will actually help you from having ticks come get on you.
While the bills up the amount of education distributed, they also put an advanced epidemiologist position at the Department of Health Services, with the position focused on vector-borne diseases, including Lyme disease. The committee has also formed a report to the legislature to recommend policy. Lyme disease is the highest reported tick-borne disease in Wisconsin, with a total of 38,394 cases between 1990 and 2015. In 2017, Wisconsin was the fourth highest state in the nation for incidence of Lyme disease, with over 4,000 cases estimated by the Department of Health Services. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The head of the University of Wisconsin system is expressing his disappointment in the amount of new state aid included in the next two-year budget. President Ray Cross says lawmakers let him down Wednesday by failing to pass on the nearly $150 million in additional funding he had requested from Governor Tony Evers. The Republican-led Joint Finance Committee approved a little over half of that amount, $78 million. $33 million is earmarked for raises, while the system can spend $45 million any way it wants. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.